We have biologists that do transect surveys where they go out and they put a line underwater and dive that line and measure and count abalone. They return to those locations each year or every other year and do these surveys again and compare the numbers. And if the number continues to decline, then according to the abalone management plan, they have to reduce the limits or reduce take. So whether it's by limits or by changing the start time, somehow measures have to be taken to reduce the take.